Today is Friday, February 14th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Valentine's Day. It's also National Cream-Filled Chocolates Day. It's National Organ Donor Day. And it's National Ferris Wheel Day. So you can take your Valentine on a Ferris wheel and give them cream-filled chocolates. And you can donate an organ afterwards. I don't know. I don't know. So I've been doing a lot of AI studying because, you know, I am still working on the ham map, but I am thinking, you know, developer skills are going to be less in demand because everything's going to be done by AI. And you guys know, Mark thinks I'm like a AI fanatic, but it really is an important part. It has changed the world, and it's going to continue to do so. And we're going to look back on this, and it's going to be, you know, diseases cured and climate change solved and all of this kind of stuff. We're gonna look back on this and be like, oh my God, this was like, you know, whatever. But at the same time, it is going to be painful, I think, including for like developer jobs. So I'm like, oh, well, I'm still focusing on development, but I want to make sure that I'm keeping up to date with the AI. And so I've been watching YouTube videos on building your own AI agents. And so I was just watching a YouTube video where the guy was showing how to use this agent framework to basically have agents to write a book. And he showed it writing a book. And who knows what the quality of that would be. But I'm just saying, like, it's amazing. All of the things that you could do, some of the automation that I've done, and I am using AI already because when I upload, so part of my process, a peek behind the covers, part of my process in recording, editing, posting the show is I'll edit the file, I'll save it as an MP3, I'll tag the MP3 file with album art, you know, all that kind of stuff, which nobody even looks at. So I don't know why I still do it, but it's like this old school podcaster thing, you know, that you gotta add your ID3 tags to your file. And then I will I never create a summary, but you know, I'll upload it to the server, you know, and then I use WordPress, so I'll create a post, blah blah blah. But anyway, so you guys know that I had already done something to automate part of that. So as soon as I save the MP3 file, the tagging and the upload happens automatically. And part of that is it's not really using AI. So I'm creating a transcript because the next step is going to be, I want to generate the summary for the website and for the, you know, RSS feed. And there are other things I want to do, but the video I was watching was about AI agents. And so what I'm thinking I'm going to do is use this framework to create agents to do each of those steps. You know, tag the file. You wouldn't need a AI to do that, but I mean, you'd have I'm not going to go into detail, but Crew AI is what I was looking at, and they have a way of doing it. And, you know, and then you have another one that does the transcript, which I have already. And then you have a third one that looks at that transcript and generates a summary that, you know, fits in the WordPress or whatever. Then you have another one that takes that summary and designs an album art based on the summary of the thing. And then you have another one that takes that design, translates it into like a DALL-E prompt. Then you have another one that calls DALL-E, yada, yada, yada. And then you have album art, and then you have like all this stuff. Anyway, for the website. So yeah, so I'm going to use agents to do that. We have some contact. Dun, da, da, dum, I think. So I'm going to go play it. I'm going to go see what this is. Let me see where we're 11 hours ago and 3 hours ago. So here we go.
Hey, Adam, I'm just listening to Wednesday's episode, and you're talking about people asking what you want for Christmas and make a list. I feel exactly the same way, because pretty much anything I want, I just buy. And I don't know what to tell them, but what I do is I just make a list on Amazon of things that I like, I guess, but don't necessarily want to buy. Like, I mean, socks are on there and just little things.
I'm going to tell you, I need some socks.
Anytime I think of something, and then when they ask for a list, I just share my Amazon list, and it makes it very easy instead of having to come up with a list on the spot and be like,
yeah, but I want to, and I should do that, I guess. I mean, I guess I should just keep an Amazon list up to date, because I've had various lists over the years, but I never keep it up to date. And then things will be on there that I've already got, you know, or whatever. And so maybe I should do that. But it's still, at the end of the day, they are putting a task on you for something that they want to, like, it's not, I don't need a gift personally, you know, it feels so transactional, because, you know, you're going to give each other a gift. Why didn't you just buy yourself something? I don't know. It's weird.
Okay. Well, you know, it's just nice to put things in there throughout the year and build up the list. And then when a holiday comes around, they can just take a look at the list and buy something off of that. So, yeah. I just wanted to put my 2 cents in. I think it works well for me.
Well.
Yeah. Okay, that's all. Bye.
I tell ya, thanks for the call, Tony. That's very nice of you. We have one more contact that I'm going to try to squeeze in. I don't know how long it is, but let's go.
Ordinarily, I would probably text you with this.
Okay. This is Daniel.
I'm listening in the truck, and I have a bad memory, so I would have forgotten to it. You know, your whole description about how you want to write this AI agent to do things for travel. Adam, you're describing a travel agent. You can just go to a travel agent, and they will do all of that stuff for you, and it doesn't cost you anything. You can literally just have a travel agent do everything. Like, when we went to California with you, we didn't book the hotels and stuff. Our travel agent did all that for us. So why don't you do that? Get a travel agent, one that you have a relationship with, that you can go back to again and again, and they'll know what you've done and everything that you wanted to do.
Do you know?
You can do. It exists. It's a real thing. It's called a travel agent. Okay, this is Daniel. You already knew that. Bye.
I did. I did already know that, Daniel. But, you know, I like to do things using technology. Mark and I already have a process. I'm just saying AI could assist us in the process. Like, the AI can put together the list. I know a travel agent can do that. I get it. But we would still be, I don't know. Plus, I get to play and I enjoy it. And nah, that's all I've got to say. Thank both of you for your calls. I appreciate it. Nothing else has gone on. We didn't have orchestra rehearsal on Wednesday night. Work is going, you know, the same as work has been going. There's nothing new going on at work. Next week is going to be really busy for me at work, because my boss is going to be in town, and there are all these in-person things that I have to do. So I think I'm going to be working in the office 3 days next week. Plus, we have a dinner. Bleh. I'm not really looking forward to that at all. But, and then I have, I've got to start practicing. I have a musical coming up soon. Time is flying. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.